Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 1st.
Cooperating with the Spirit.
This week, Derek looks at the teaching from 1 Corinthians that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Today, Derek explains how it's more important to walk in step with the Spirit than simply to abstain.
First Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God, that's every kind of food, is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer.
In this passage, Paul was saying, first of all, that abstaining from the marriage relationship, or celibacy, is not an automatic condition of holiness. It doesn't necessarily lead to holiness. In fact, if we look at the history of the church, in cases where the clergy were required to be celibate, it's apparent that celibacy didn't always produce holiness. Regarding diets, what Paul was saying is, everything that God has created as food is good. But we have to bear in mind that the good food God created may be corrupted by what we mix with it, or the way we prepare it. So take the time and effort to distinguish between things that are helpful and things that are harmful. Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that I will cooperate with the Holy Spirit to distinguish what is helpful or harmful for my body, because it is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.
This week's teaching comes from the audio resource Update 92. To purchase this and other useful resources, go to dpmuk.org and follow the Daily Devotional link.